Hey, this is Dr. Dave. Welcome to episode 51 of Slice Your Age.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Dave, and welcome to Slice Your Age. This is the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and of course, happier. I cannot believe we are at episode 51, which means next episode, number 52, will be 1 year's worth of Slice Your Age. I never thought we'd get there, but we're here. It's crazy how fast the year goes. We're going to get right into today's show. We've got a fantastic episode. We've got tons of questions that you asked me on Facebook. So we're going to get right into answering your questions. But before we do that, I want to say hello to my co-host, who's finally back on the set in the studio. Yoko, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing, everybody?
Hey, Yoko.
And you.
And I'm fine. Yoko, where have you been? Where have you been? We've missed you. It's been a little while.
I went back to Japan to see SMAP.
Oh, tell people exactly who SMAP is.
SMAP is very famous group in Japan. They have 5 members and they do sing, dance, comedy, act, you know, movie, TV show, like they do everything. And they are super, super popular and they had a concert in Japan. That's why I went back.
And SMAP is an absolute passion of yours. It makes you they make you happy, and that's why it's very important for you to go see them. And you know, you save up quite a bit to travel to Japan to see them. But you know, we stress on the show, we stress happiness, and happiness and health pretty much trump everything else in life, I think. Mm-hmm. So good going. So you enjoyed it, and you're back now.
Yeah, very, very much. Because good. Like if I have passion, brings me happiness. Like even like, you know, oh, I'm tired this morning. But, you know, if I listen to SMAP songs, like I get power, energy, like, okay, I'm going to do today. You know, I get power from them.
And you stood in line 4 hours for a t-shirt, to buy one t-shirt at the merchandise stand.
Not only one t-shirt. I got more stuff.
Oh, you got more stuff. Oh, I saw something else. You had some, but you stood in line 4 hours. Is that okay? People don't mind standing in line 4 hours in Japan to buy merchandise at a concert?
Well, because SMAP is super, super famous in Japan and very popular. So, and then they sell some, you know, concert goods.
In merchandise.
Right. But they cannot buy online or they cannot buy anywhere else. So that, like, everybody want that merchandise.
I'm going to recommend one thing to SMAP. I'm going to recommend that they open up many more booths or stands, and then people won't have to wait in line 4 hours. Maybe they'll sell even more.
Because I know. But like 2 years ago when I went back to Japan for SMAP concert, that was, we were just in line for about 2 hours. But this year, somehow, I don't know why, like many, many people wanted the merchandise. Mm. So
yeah, 2 hours, that's no big deal. 4 hours is a little long. No, okay, I wouldn't stand in line 2 hours for a shirt. That's just too long. It's crazy.
But it's just fun with my friend and like get excited to the concert. And it's fun.
Okay. Yoko, you want to help answer some questions? We got some great ones here. Let's start off. This is a question from Betty Hayden. And the question is some other people ask some very similar questions. So the question from Betty is, how do I make myself work out every day? It's so difficult for me to take the time to do it. Betty Hayden is from Detroit, the Detroit area. And we have a similar question. We have many questions. Let's see. Marsha Morley says, hi, Dave. My question is how and where to begin with exercise. I tell myself that I want to lose weight, exercise, and I really do, but I swear there just aren't enough hours in the day. I've been meaning to ask you this for a long time. Smiley face. And we've got many, many more questions. Even Mary Beth Bajornis. I'm with Betty Hayden. What can I do during office hours at my desk to move? Blah, blah, blah. We got a lot of questions. So let's help anybody out there that is frustrated with exercise, frustrated with how often they should do it, when they should do it, if they're at a desk for 8 hours during the day what they can do in their office. So let's go ahead and get this started. First, I'll address Marsha's question that she's frustrated that there aren't enough hours in the day. Marsha, guess what? I'm here to tell you that everybody has 24 hours. Everybody on the planet has the exact same number of hours in the day, and some people are able to get exercise in and some people are not. We're going to help you right now, Marsha, and Betty and Mary Beth and you're listening to all these questions. So here's what I'm going to say. First of all, you do not necessarily have to exercise every single day. If that's going to stress you out and really frustrate you and really cause your exercise program to go downhill, let's say you don't have to exercise every day. Let's say you should exercise as often as you possibly can, though. Now, I'm going to go back to basics. And Yoko, you know this, my favorite exercise out there is walking. It is something that almost anybody can do. I mean, so my favorite way to do it is to just go outside, put on a nice comfortable pair of shoes, dress appropriately for the season, and just start walking. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 10 minutes. Ultimately, you know, we want you to get up to what we call the magic four. But you don't have to get out and do 4 miles right away. Get out and do something. Walking is absolutely my favorite. And again, like I said, if it means getting out and walking 5 to 10 to 15 minutes at a time, you got to find the time to do that. If it's really bad weather, if you're in an area that's going to get really cold pretty soon, super cold outside, get yourself a treadmill. You can get one really, really inexpensively. But that's my favorite. And also, I do not recommend necessarily joining a gym, especially if you're really pressed for time. Let's face it, it takes money to join a gym. It takes time to get in the car, drive to the gym, do your workout, drive back. You know, that could really eat up a lot of time. So some of my favorite exercises right around the house are just push-ups. All you need is a floor for push-ups, lunges, squats, pull-ups. I got a $15 pull-up bar that I put in my door, which works great. It's a fantastic exercise. You can do ab work. You can do planks. They work really well. But again, the point is, there are just so many things you can do right around the house. You can get yourself a couple of inexpensive dumbbells and do some curls. Do some exercise your shoulders with those. They're all kind of things you can do, and you can do them. Marsha, I think you mentioned that you've got young kids, possibly. But even when your kids are napping, when they're eating, when they're playing, you can be in the same room, just doing squats, doing lunges, doing almost anything. You can be on the treadmill. So we've got to get out of the mindset that there's not enough hours in the day because everybody's got the same number of hours. Some people just choose to use them more productively. That's all. Mm. Yoko, I know you got some good ideas too.
Yeah, I know, everybody has 24 hours, but for busy mom, not only mom, but busy people, it's just difficult to walk even 5 or 10 minutes, just like, you know, get ready and go to walking. But how about do lunges?
Lunges?
Lunges.
Mm-hmm. Lunges are great.
Okay. Or squat during you are brushing your teeth.
When you're brushing your teeth, do some. That's good. I like that.
Or even when, you know, we do laundry. Mm-hmm. Laundry, we have dryer, but we have to fold. Mm-hmm. Right? So how about like do stretch, like open your leg, sitting on the floor, and then like folding the, you know, clothes. Maybe that doesn't use a lot of energy, calorie, but still, you know, doing stretch, I think. Like, how about like exercise combined with what you do every day?
Yeah, so while you're doing something like sitting at a desk, you can do some type of stretch. Actually, you know what I really like? I like standing at a desk now. Mm-hmm. So you can get they've got these standing desks, mm-hmm. and you actually burn a lot more calories while you're standing. It's a lot better for you. Also, they've proven that it's healthier to actually stand for a long period of time as opposed to sit.
Or how about like can you get a ball, like instead of sitting in a chair? Like can you get a balance ball?
Oh, balance ball! Great idea.
So that you can use core, or when you are cooking, like, you know, cutting vegetable or something, can you stand up with tiptoe? mm-hmm. or even like up and down, I think anything you can do.
Be creative, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Be creative. There's always something you can do. So you had a good example, Yoko, when you're brushing your teeth. Most people just stand there or sit brushing their teeth.
Right.
But use that 2 minutes, because if you're using a Sonicare toothbrush, that all, you know, Sonic toothbrush, it takes about 2 minutes to do it. So during right. that 2 minutes, you could be doing, yeah, you could be doing lunges, squats. Those are two good things right there.
Mm-hmm.
So be creative. I think that's the point. Let's see. Here's one from Jane Broussard. Yoko, good question here. I'm going to need a little bit of your help.
Okay.
I've always struggled with food as a drug or an addiction. I have to eat to live. What is a first step in dealing with food addiction? Wow. Well,
Everybody has to eat.
We have to eat to live, that's for sure.
But I'm not sure about food addiction.
Well,
food, in her case.
Yeah, in her case, we're not really sure what the problem is. There's usually some type of maybe a psychological reason why people just resort to food to make them happier, to kind of take some type of problem away. They resort to food, like a drug almost. But, you know, here's an idea. Now, Yoko, you and I, we've always been what I consider very good eaters, mm-hmm. careful eaters, not eating junk or anything like that. But more recently, as you may know, we've stepped it up to plant-based diet, plant-based eating, no meat, no animal products whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And what we found is once we did that, it takes a lot more to fill your stomach up with plants. In other words, think of a salad, think of vegetables, think of fruit. It takes more. So in other words, if you're eating something that's really fatty, let's say, I'll make this up, like some donuts or Twinkies or some junk food, you're going to eat that. You're going to be, you're going to sit in your stomach, but it doesn't take most of your stomach up. So you're going to want to keep eating. You've still got room in your stomach. But when you're eating plant-based foods, whole foods, raw foods, it takes a lot more of those to actually fill your stomach up until you feel full. So you can keep eating and eating. You're not going to get fat. That's the difference. You're not eating something that's going to make you fat. So you can just keep eating away. And I think, Jane, that's one way to really take care of that problem. Now, of course, you do need to eliminate junk, such as sweets, processed foods. Go with whole foods, plant-based. And even if you still feel you need food for comfort, as long as it's healthy, as long as it's a whole food, as long as it's plant-based, you're pretty much not going to, you're not going to gain weight with it. In fact, as a matter of fact, you'll probably start losing weight.
But I guess for her case, you know, she says she has food addiction, what she can do with it. But that means addiction means she might have some problem in your heart, in her heart. You know, she might have, her parent didn't love her a lot, so she feels empty inside. So she has to fill with food. You know, something like that. I don't know her
very
problem.
True. That's actually a really good point. Because
right. So that, if she knows what it is, maybe you can go to see therapy, or you can talk to, if the problem is the parents, you can talk to the parents, or solve the deep, deep problem. I think that's the good way to do it.
That's actually a really good point. That should actually come number one. I think that's a really good point, because unless you really take care of the underlying problem, the food addiction will always be there. And yeah, switching to plant-based, of course, it's going to help. But yes. You're right. But there is going to be an underlying problem. Switching to plant-based diet is not going to take care of the underlying problem. Very
right.
true.
Good but point. But it's, keeps you healthy, which is yeah. good. But I don't know exactly the question meaning. If she has addiction with ice cream or chocolate, maybe right. it's a little different subject too. I don't know.
So in other words, we need to know a little bit more. But
right.
An addiction is a very difficult thing. Yoko, I agree. So maybe some type of therapy would be in order for Jane as well. So yeah, good stuff. I appreciate that. You ready to go to the next one?
Yep.
We got a lot of questions. We're not going to get through them all, but we're going to get through as many as we can. And we thank you so much for...
thank you very much for the a lot of questions.
A lot of questions. I'll tell you, Yoko, before we go to the next question, I want to remind you, not you, Yoko, you, you're listening to me right now. I want to remind you that... first of all, thanks so much for listening to Slice Your Age. We, Ryoko and I, really, really appreciate it. We could not be where we are now without you. We have grown in this year. We've grown incredibly, basically from several listeners from the first episode to thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners every month. It's just incredible. So we want to thank you very much. If you're new to the show, we want to make sure that you know you can go to sliceyourage.com, and from there you can listen to any show. You can subscribe via iTunes, so make sure that every episode is downloaded to your smartphone or to whatever kind of device you have. You can send us an email. You can read our blog. There's just so many things you can do right from the sliceyourage.com page. So make sure you go there, check it out. By the way, we also have detailed show notes. Every time we do an episode within the next day or two, we post detailed show notes. So if we mention a website, if we mention a product, if we mention something, we're going to make sure we try to get you a link, a picture, anything that's that you might want to refer back to. So you can also go back to any other episode, every episode we've done, 1 through 51 now, we'll have detailed show notes. To check them out, you can almost go back and kind of have it's almost like a refresher course. Go back and look at some of the old episodes without even listening to them, but just looking at the show notes. They really help quite a bit. So, Yoko, let's get to the next question here.
Okay.
Let's see. We have so many good ones. I'm going to take the one from Janitza Rivera. Janitza, hopefully I pronounced your name correctly. If I botched a little bit, I apologize, Janitza. But anyway, Janitza says, she asks, how do you become a great speaker? Where do you begin? Well, great question there, actually. So Janitza, it sounds like you may want to become a speaker.
Mm.
Well, you start at the beginning. You start at the beginning and you just, you know, you just start talking.
Yes.
You start talking wherever you can. And
just start.
Just start. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Yoko, you probably remember this, but when I first started public speaking, I got to tell you, I think I sucked. I think I was horrible, but I did it. And one of the things is that I didn't, even though and I probably thought I was good back then, but now that I look back, I was horrible. I'm sure I was horrible, a mess. But, you know, you can quit or you can keep going. So I kind of immersed myself in the world of speaking, and with my business, of course, I had a lot of speaking gigs, and as I spoke more and more and more on stage into small groups, medium-sized groups, and even large groups, you know, a couple thousand people at a time. That's speaking about being nerve-wracking when you're not really confident. That speaking to a large group is very difficult, and speaking to one or two people is actually very difficult.
I think that's more difficult.
I think it is. Speaking to one or two is probably the most difficult. So, like,
yeah,
so
I remember.
Yeah, go ahead. What
can
were
I
you saying?
Say?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay, Dave does, you know, speaking gig like in front of people, many people, but at also how many years ago? Like he was doing like a stand-up comedy too, and then you know sometimes like you know I supported him. So, okay, Monday night, open mic comedy.
Oh my God, that was ridiculous. I'd be speaking in front of like two people, doing a comedy routine in front of two people.
At the bar, and nobody's listening. But, you know, I felt very bad for him. But, like, he kept doing it. And sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not funny, but...
told me I was always funny. You told me I was always funny. Did you just do that to build up my confidence, maybe? I think sometimes
maybe.
I was horrible. Horrible.
I mean, you know, I'm not good with comedy because I don't know about American culture or history. Sometimes they make fun of, you know, old TV show or something. I don't understand.
Same
at
with
all.
Me. Same.
But anyway, so, you know, it was... very, very, very bad situation when you were talking, like, I mean, doing comedy, stand-up comedy, but you kept doing and doing, doing, doing. And then once you get so busy to the other stuff, so you stopped. But I think it helps a lot for you to do like even like regular speaking.
Well, yeah, that's as Yoko, that's one of the reasons I was learning how to do stand-up comedy, because I figured if I could do comedy, that's really, really difficult. And it helps with your stage presence. It helps you think on stage, think quickly. It helps with a lot of stuff. So I figured if I could do some comedy on stage, it would really help my speaking. And I think it really did. Mm-hmm. I really do think it did. But I've spoken to those nights at those open mic nights were just crazy and difficult and hard, and speaking to a couple drunks sometimes, right, didn't think you're very funny. It's not fun. But sometimes I did have some good audiences that thought I was funny, or else gave me some courtesy laughs, or one or the other. I'm not really sure.
Yep.
But I will say, Janitza, speaking is once you get comfortable with it, it's so rewarding, because as you know, I love teaching, I love helping others. And when you're up on stage and you command the attention of an audience and you can teach and you can help and you can kind of get the word across to other people, it's an incredible feeling that you never will understand until you go do it. So Janitza, I highly recommend, give it a try. I would figure out what you like to talk about. Talk about your passion.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can speak to small groups, maybe at your church or something. Maybe there's some, I know a lot of times there are community groups in every area that they're looking for speakers. Start small. Start small. Start for free.
Yeah,
don't even think about charging.
A lot of small things.
A lot of small things.
Still, he does.
Yeah, I still like some of the small ones. Are really fun, actually. I did one, Yoko, I did one a few months ago.
Right.
That was, there must have been 10 people there.
Yep.
And it was a blast that we met some of the nicest people, and you know, it was great. And then just last weekend, I spoke to a couple thousand people. Let me tell you about the large seminar I spoke at. It was my seminar, a couple thousand people or so. Yoko, as you know, and even I've been speaking in front of audiences probably for 20 years or so, 20 years plus. But still, you remember, I was struggling with this new talk. I was writing a new talk.
He gets so stressed.
Stressed, struggling. I was rehearsing and rehearsing. I was changing.
A lot.
Then I said to you, Yoko, I said, this is horrible. I got to change the whole thing around. So it takes a lot of work, Janitza.
Yeah.
But my point is, stick with it. Try it. You're going to be bad at first, but never, ever give up. Just persist. Keep going. And you know something? One day you'll wake up and you'll say, wow, I just gave a great talk and people liked it and it was fun. So my advice is, Janitza, go for it.
Yeah.
If you need any help. Yeah, start. That's right. If you need any help, send me an email. I'll be more than happy to help you with it. I love this stuff. Great question. Thanks for that. It was really, really nice. Charlotte, let's see. It's Charlotte. It's funny. I'm reading these questions off of my iPhone because we got our computer going with the program that we're recording this on. So I'm looking at the, and it's kind of small print. So sorry about this. So it's,
you are wearing glasses.
I'm wearing glasses. That's true. Charlotte Salafia. Charlotte Salafia is asking, what is the most valuable thing you've gotten from being healthy? Wow, that's another pretty cool question, Yoko. What is the most valuable thing I've gotten from being healthy? I'll start it off by saying, waking up and enjoying every single day. It's beautiful when you're healthy. You don't really have things that are like bothering you, and ailments and all kind of weird things going on, and I don't worry about trips to the doctor. The only trip I take to the doctor, knock on wood, thank God, is a physical, generally a routine physical. Otherwise, I'm not, you know, I'm just, so just being able to enjoy every day feeling great is my reward, and hoping that I can keep going on a long time doing this. That's my reward.
Yeah, because being healthy brings you happiness too. When you wake up and then like some part has pain or achy, like, you know, you don't feel happy or like, you know, not good mood. But like if you are healthy and you have a lot of energy, like you can experience anything you want. You know, you can do anything you want. You can smile and you can see your loved one. You can hug and kiss and say thank you to your family. If, you know, you are sick and then you are passed away, no chance to say thank you or love you to your loved one.
Right. If you don't pass away, but you're still sick and you've got all these medical conditions, and it's just, let's face it, it's not as good being with the people that you love. It just, it's, you know, you're not really able to enjoy every single day as opposed to if you were really healthy.
And even not only you, if you are sick, you know, your husband or family member has to take care of you, and that's kind of like taking their energy time too.
Very true. Yeah.
Like being healthy is, you know, be able to spend in great time with your loved one, your family, friends, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, pet, you know, be in nature or everything.
Yeah, and being healthy, look, Yoko, you and I get to go out and do things that we love to do. We just say being out in nature, hiking, backpacking, running, walking, skiing. I mean, you know, let's face it, if we were not healthy, we would not be able to do these things that we enjoy all the time. So it's just, it gives you just a ton of freedom. It just gives you a feeling of, wow, I can do anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're healthy, when you're eating right, you know, you're not overweight. You're ideal weight generally. You feel strong. You look good. You look in the mirror and you're happy. So it's everything just comes around to making you feel great every day.
And also not only like eating or healthy stuff, we have to be careful with accident too. You know, if you are like in hurry, like you get so upset and you are driving and then boom, like you get hit the car or something, you know, that's right. Not good either.
Right.
So, you know, that's why like David's always telling you, like, you know, get up early, maybe 2 hours before and get meditate.
Or morning
like
a, ritual.
Yeah. Morning.
Love the morning ritual.
Yeah. That's, and then, you know, relax so and then just leave your house enough time to get your office, to get work, or, you know, so that even like somebody's rushing in a drive on the street, like you don't get involved that negative energy.
Wouldn't bother you.
Right.
Like, just let it go.
Okay.
Let it go. That's exactly right.
I'm here. Like, I'm, you know, the traffic is bad, but still I have a lot of time. So just make your life, you know, you can control your life and you can make you safer, and then protect your life.
Great, great question, Charlotte. Thanks for that. A lot of really good questions.
It's yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So let's take one. We have one from Joe DeMatos, and his question is, here's what he says. He says, late night gluten-free cereal because I need to eat before I take nighttime prescription. Doc ordered vitamin. He's taking some kind of prescription vitamins, it looks like, at night. Something's taken at night to warrant eating right before that. Can't take it on an empty stomach, it looks like. Is this food choice okay, or should I have different food? Really does not matter from med vitamin perspective. So Joe's basically asking what he needs to eat before he goes to bed to take food with his vitamin or medication. What should he eat right before he goes to bed? I know you have an opinion on that, Yoko.
Well,
maybe I do too.
I don't know. We shouldn't eat anything before we go to bed.
Yeah, yeah. I think right before we go to bed is not the time to really eat.
Yeah, but he has to take the vitamin.
But that's what it looks like. I don't know enough about it. It looks like he's got to eat something before bed because he's taking vitamin or some kind of prescription medication, prescription vitamin, something okay. like that.
But vitamin, like, can we eat from the vegetable? Can we get from the vegetable?
Of course, if you're eating, a really great diet, you're getting your vitamins. But again, I take a vegan multivitamin too, so I'm not gonna. This is, I don't think we're gonna tell Joe not to take his prescription vitamin or prescription medication.
He has to take right before he goes to bed.
That I don't know. I don't know why you have to take it right before bed.
Okay, but that's besides the point. One point is
let's say, Joe, how about if you don't have to do it right before you go to bed? How about if you do it 2 hours before you go to bed? Is that a problem?
Or can he take in the morning?
Maybe it's multiple times a day, I'm guessing. So maybe there's got to be a point where he takes it close to bedtime. But I'd say maybe 2 hours before bedtime, if possible, Joe. Maybe with dinner? Can you do it with dinner? Because with dinner, it seems like you'd be eating food.
Right.
You take your prescription then. As opposed to right before bed. Now, if you have to do it before bed, if there's something we're missing and you really just have to do it before bed, Yoko, what are you recommending? I'd say no carbs.
Mm,
no carbs, because carbs will you know, if you eat carbs and then go to sleep, it's you're going to put on weight.
Right. And there's no question about that. No fruit either.
Yeah, well, fruit
no
is sweet. Sugar. Yeah, fruit right. is sugar and carbs for sure. So what would be good? I think some nuts, some chamomile tea, some...
chamomile tea doesn't fill your stomach.
No, right? But I'm saying with some nuts or some nut butter. So how about some almond butter and some chamomile tea. What do you like? What do you like before bed? What do you eat?
I don't want nothing to eat before anything. Bed.
Yeah, I know, but if you had to. I would not eat the cereal, Joe, because cereal is definitely carbs.
Right.
So I would not eat the cereal, really.
I'd rather take some carb in the morning or lunchtime. I don't want to even eat the cereal at night or like rice at night or even bread.
So let's go with some vegetables. Let's go with maybe some beans, some seeds, some nuts.
Maybe beans.
Legume. Yeah, some beans will be good. Mm. I'd say stay away from the carbs kind of, but anything else we just mentioned would probably be pretty good. And I'm gonna say maybe a tiny bit of fruit would be okay, a tiny bit.
But fruit, like if you eat in the morning, mm-hmm. that's much better.
But he's got to eat before bed. I'm gonna say maybe a tiny bit, a little bit. Mm. Give him a break. A little. How about a little bit? No, not even a little bit.
Because
I eat a little bit of fruit sometimes before
bed.
Well,
we have in Japan, like we have a sentence, I don't know how to call it, like it came from the old generation.
Say it in Japanese then. Let's hear it. You can't say it in Japanese?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, eat fruit in the morning is like a jewelry. Like, you know, it's benefit a lot on your body. Mm-hmm. But it's like a diamond. But if eat fruit at night is like a mercury or what's the material on the pencil?
Lead?
Yeah.
Or it's not really lead, but yeah, lead.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like it's get like a heavy thing in your body.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. So we're not going to eat fruit at night then. Mm. So Joe, hopefully this helped a little bit, but I'd go with nuts, seeds, beans, legumes. Something like that, greens, something like that.
Yeah, but try to take the vitamin from the food, not from the medicine.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for that, Joe. Let's see. His name is Doc Weber. He's got two docs in his name, Doc Weber. He's asking for some help on stress reduction techniques. Doc, we're going to help you reduce your stress. I'll say what I like. Number one, well, first of all, there's so many things, but exercise is great.
Right.
Exercise is fantastic to reduce stress. Mm-hmm. But also, something I do every single day without missing.
Meditation.
I do it every day. I try to do it twice, but definitely at least once. Doc, I'm telling you something. Meditation is incredible for stress reduction. I think not only you, Doc, every single person listening to this show today, every single one of you, we're going to teach you right now how to meditate. It's so easy. It's not magical. It's not mystical. It's not weird science. It's so easy. Here's what you do. You sit down in a comfortable position. It does not have to be cross-legged on the floor in some, you know, weird basement sitting on a pillow. No, it can be anywhere. Sit down. It can be cross-legged on the floor if you want, but it could be in a chair. It could be on a sofa. It could be on a bed. But just the point is to make sure your spine is straight. Shoulders are back, head maybe down just a tiny, tiny bit, and close your eyes. Try to clear your mind of all your thoughts, if at all possible. Set a timer. Start off with just 5 minutes. 5 minutes if you want. 5, 6, 7 minutes. Start off slow. Start off with short. And then the only other thing you have to do is just breathe. Take a breath in. Follow your breath in very slowly. And then once you breathe in, hold it for a few seconds, and then breathe out. And try your best not to be thinking about work or the kids or anything like that. Try your best. Now, we're all human. We're always going to have thoughts coming into our mind. So the deal is that when you have a thought come in, just try to release it as best as you can. And if you have a problem breathing and all these thoughts are coming into your mind, just as you're breathing in, just say to yourself, in. And as you're breathing out, just say to yourself, not out loud, but say to yourself, out. Or you can use a very common mantra. You could say on the breath in, you could say sat. And on the breath out, you could say nam. So it's like sat, nam. But it's to yourself. Nobody else can hear that. and set your timer. I use something called Insight Timer. It's a great app on my iPhone. It's wonderful. It's got these cool little meditation bells. I love it. But you can just use the onboard timer. You could use a watch. I mean, no, not a watch. It's got to be something that sounds because you don't want to be worried about the time at all. You don't want to be thinking about the time. So you want to set a timer that's going to beep or ding when the time is up. But I'm telling you something, Doc. It is meditate. There's so many benefits to meditation. It's incredible. I'm going to recommend that you and you and you and you and you, everybody meditate starting today. If you don't have 5 minutes a day to do that, man, you got to find it because it's going to make a tremendous difference in your life. Mm. Guaranteed.
And how about listening your favorite music? Is that not enough? Because like, you know, if I have something else, like I want to totally clear my mind, I listen to SMAP. You know, that helps a lot. And even like, you know, I checked some on YouTube and the SMAP video or something. It's like, oh, how about like do what you love? But sometimes like, you know, okay, I love to eat, you know, chocolate, or like I love to drink. And then like, you know, if in I love to eat, that's not good stress management, I think. But you know, something else, like if you like to sing, or it actually like, you know, say something loud is good to relieve. So that like in the car, like listen to the music, your favorite music, and you sing along.
And Yoko, that's all. And we forgot one major thing. We forgot something maybe that perhaps is extremely important that we didn't answer in Doc's question. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm referring to?
No. Nope.
Well, so it could be to figure out what's causing the stress.
Right.
Because, again, if your job is stressing you out, if your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend or someone in your family is stressing you out really badly, you got to take care of that problem as well. Right. It'll always be there.
But sometimes you know, it's not too stressful, but sometimes, okay, I love my job, my customer today wasn't good or something that caused stress or right. something. So just, you know, just click your mind, you know, to different thought. So, okay, you are going back with your car, you know, like a sing with your favorite song.
Singing is always good. Always good. Doc, thank you so much for the question. Appreciate that one. Another great one. A lot of good ones. Yoko, what do you think of my shirt, by the way?
It's a body filled by plant.
Body fueled by plants.
Body fueled by plants.
Plant. It's the brand new Slice Your Age t-shirt.
SliceYourAge.com.
Yep, brand new Slice Your Age t-shirt. What do you think? I think we're going to start. We got to find some people to give these out to. So yeah, we got to figure out.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, yeah, I think it's really cool. We'll have a contest. We'll figure out a contest, and maybe some of our listeners can win some of these t-shirts. I want to get the word out. Body fueled by plants. We gave one the other day during our seminar to Dr. Tony Yera because he's truly slicing it. He's the one that a short time ago.
He looked great.
He's 61 years old. He looks like he's 30.
So young.
Very young. He won that open water kayak race, 7-mile open water kayak race. So we gave him a shirt. So yeah, we're going to start getting these out into the to our listeners. So we're gonna figure out. Hopefully, we can get you one of these shirts if you like one. So, Yoko, listen. I think that's all the time we have for today.
Really?
The time goes so fast.
I want to answer more.
Why don't we come back, Yoko? Let's do this. Let's come back within the next episode or two, and we will we'll definitely, because we got so many good ones. I know, you know, before the show started this evening, Yoko, you and I were going over some of them and picking out some of our favorites. But you know, we get into answering them, and then the time goes fast, and before we know it, we're out of time. So let's come back and do another episode really soon. It'll be me and you, Yoko, and we'll answer some more of these questions, because there are definitely some great ones out there.
Yes.
But until then, I am Dr. Dave, and thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate you. And until next episode, I will see you soon.
And I'm Yoko. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Thank you. Slice Your Age.